Take up, what are we doing here? Ayin Hamabes, in Avodah Zarah. So the question is, the question we left off with yesterday was the question of noticing time of Gam. Right, so the Gemara says that there's two brises. One brisa says, if you used the kalim before the hechsher, then the food is mutter. And one brisa says the food is usher. Okay, so the Gemara says it's no kasha. Hakaman domar nosin tam of gam osir. Hakaman domar nosin tam of gam mutter. Okay, so that's a big machlokas. The big machlokas earlier in the parak. Ulaman domar nosin tam of gam mutter. Yeah, and this line of reasoning and argument is brought down a few places in Shas. Here, a little earlier, in Psachim. And it's generally related to the question of Tam Ke'ikr, right? Big Tosis earlier on that. So anyway, so the Gemara says what? If you're going to say that Nosin Tam Lifgam is Mutter, yeah, Gi'ule Ovdi Kochovim to Osirach Mono Hechi Mishkachas Lo. Yeah. Well, why is that such a good question? So he says, if you're going to say Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter, then how are you ever going to find a case that you need to kasher kalim, basically? And we know Midaraisa, there's a mitzvah of, there's an inyan of Hechsher kalim. Rashi, yeah. The Asra Rachmana, where does the Torah say that Giule Ovde Kochavim is Asr? B'midyan. By the Milchamas Midyan, the Chsiv, Ta'aviru Ba'esh, V'tohir, the Boi HaGola. So, Heichi Mishkachasla. How are you going to find that? All right. So the Gemara says, no problem. Omar Rav Chiyo, Brei the Rav Huna, Lo Asr Torah, La Kedera Bas Yuma. De Lav Nosin Tam of Gamu. Yeah. So, it's not a problem. That parsha was talking about the kalim that they brought home that day from the battle, and in the morning the midyanim were cooking with them. Okay. Rashi, what's a bas yuma? Shebishel bo ovi kochavim hayom. Aval bishel bo esmo kivar hifig bo taimo belinas laila. But if it was used yesterday, then the tam went bad. With the night, by being overnight. Vishuv kishapolto b'tav shel acher eino el alef gam. Yeah. Hifig bo taimo. What does that mean? Hifig bo taimo. Nofag libi, right? That's like, it went out. So, then, when it goes back into the next food that you cook, it'll be pogum. Okay, let's go a little further. So the Gemara says, all right, so then, Mikan ve'elech lishteri. So if you're going to tell me that it's only Aser, Ben Yoma, Bas Yuma, so then it should be Mutl Chatkila to use it afterwards. Right? Afl Chatkila should be Mutter. So you see over here, apparently there's no inyan of Nosin Tam of Gam being Asur L'Chatchila. Right? So the Gemara says, no. It's Gezeira Kedera She'eno Bas Yuma Mishum Kedera Bas Yuma. So there really is no Isser from this Gemara. There's no Isser intrinsically Midin Bittel and Midin Nosin Tam of Gam. There would be no Isser to use the Kalim. That are ain't a bas yuma. It's not batlus l'chachila. It's not nosin tam of gam l'chachila. No, there's nothing. That's neither one of those. There is no inyan other than a gzera. That if you're allowed to use a kli that's an ain't a ben yuma bas yuma, you're going to get mixed up and you use a kli that is a bas yuma. All right, we'll take a look. The tosis over there goes into a little bit more, but. But in terms of the dinam of Nosin Tam of Gam itself, apparently it's Mutl Chachila. Now, Yeah. Did I skip something? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, V'idach, right, and the other shita, meaning what? Right. Kedera bas yuma nami mifgam pogma. The kedera, even the kedera bas yuma is pogam. Yeah. So, therefore, if the Torah tells you to kasher the clay midyan, no, there's a question like this. The Torah tells you you have to kasher clay midyan. And so if you hold that the clay midyan, even bas yuma or pogam, so then it's telling you no sin tam of gamas also. And if you hold the clay midyan, bas yuma or l'shvach, then it's not telling you no sin tam of gamas also. It could be limited to the case of where it's l'shvach. So whether you hold no sin tam of gamas is mutter or aser, well, certainly, I mean, holding that it's mutter, holding that it's aser would depend on whether you hold it's pogam porta on the first day. So that's a tough machlokas, right? I mean, it sounds like a factual kind of a question, and it's brought up earlier. Yeah, was it Samach Zion base?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says just elaborates a little bit more. It says Ve'idach kedera bas yuma. Nami e efshar de lo pogma porta. Yeah, it uses the. No, they're not arguing whether it's pogum or not pogum. Oh, that's a factual question. It'd be impossible to argue such a question. So we have to have a modifier on pogum. Can't just be is it pogum or not pogum. That's a taste question. That's a metzias question. So it must be when he says it's pogum bas yuma, it doesn't mean fully pogum. So that's why this Gemara over here, he calls it pogma porta. But what does pogma porta mean? What is pogma porta? Rashi says idach. Interesting Rashi over here. E efsha de lo pogma porta bitavshil habo acharav. Interesting Rashi, no? What does he say? It's impossible that it's not pogam a little bit into the next tavshil. Yafilu hochi osir rachmana. Yeah. And this Rashi says, if it's a bas yuma, Rashi says, if it has linas laila, shuv kishe polto b'tavshil acher eino el lefgam. So he's always focused on the next tavshil, which makes sense. But what does it mean? Is pogma porta or not pogma? Yeah. What's the machlokas? How can we define such a machlokas? So we need a little bit of we need to be a little creative here. So what is tosis over here? It's a big tosis. So there's an interesting Rashi in Pesachim. This Gemara's same shakla v'tarya basically as on is in Pesachim by Tom Kicker. And Rashi is a little bit of a different explanation of what it means pogma porta. He says like this. So Rashi here says, yeah, the Gemara is the same shakla v'tarya. Goes like this. Lo asra Torah l'kedera bas yuma. Hilkach lav no sein tam l'fgamu. V'rabbonan kedera bas yuma nami lo asher lo pogma porta. So they said, no, it has to be a little bit pogma. So here Rashi says, the lo pogma porta, it's not possible that it's not a little bit pogma. Mitam hakli nifgimo habliya. He says, from the tam of the kli, the blia is changed, is degraded.
Okay. So you never.
So that's the. So therefore, he says, there's no nosin hamashvach. Because whenever it goes in, it's got to be a little bit pogrom. Why is it a little bit pogrom? From the kli itself.
It's like a metal.
So. What is he saying by
the... Right, so that's the side that doesn't care about Bas Yoma.
Oh, he's explaining what's
happening. He's explaining the side that says Nosin Tam of Gam is Asur because intrinsically it's always Pogom Porta. Now, how do you know it's intrinsically? It doesn't mean it's always Pogom Porta. So Rashi says, because of the pot itself. Okay. Because of the pot itself. So in other words, it's a different kind of a Nosin Tam of Gam. Than the time than Linus Lila, right? Everybody agrees, Linus Lila is Lifgam.
The food is Lifgam.
Exactly. In other words, by Linus Lila, let's just define the terms a little better. So, what happens by Linus Lila? What does Rashi say by Linus Lila? The Tom itself is Pogam.
Okay.
Right. He fig bought taima belinas laila. Whatever went in itself lost its flavor or became, unappetizing by linas laila.
Okay.
So that means to say the tam itself, the tam as it was in the pot, changed after a day. Okay. That everybody agrees is nosin tam of gam. The question is, the alteration of the tam from the way it existed in the tavshil to the way it exists in a kli, that relative change, is that considered lifgam?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now it would seem that tam itself is not really pogum, right? You can't really call that a... No,
in which case?
It was just in the kli. Right. It's pogom porta. What is pogom porta?
Meaning it itself isn't bad intrinsically. It was affected externally.
That's correct. It itself is not bad intrinsically. It was affected externally. And what kind of an effect did it have? What kind of an effect was it? A moderate effect. We're all going to agree on the Metzius, so then we're saying that the tzad that says it's Lishvach has to agree with the tzad that says it's Pogom Porta, right? So it can't be a real pogam. It can't be a real pogam because the tzad that says it's Lishvach agrees after a day it's pogam, right? Mm-hmm. So something is happening after the day that didn't happen right away. Must be that it tastes good still. But it's pogam porta, that's what it means, pogam porta. How can we say pogam over here? Pogam porta. So what does it mean is pogam porta? Let's just try to define the category a little bit better. In terms of nosin tam of gam. You already say Josh, you have something? What I'm saying is like this. The question of Nosin Tam Lif Gam, Asur Mutter is the question, right? And the question is, can you derive anything from the fact that... And the question is the Kedera Bas Yuma show you that Nosin Tam Lif Gam in general is Asur? That's all. That's the question, right? It's not going to show you anything else. It's not going to show you that Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter. Because, I mean, you can't prove Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter. So if you hold Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter, you're going to have to say the Isra and the Kalim is only on Bas Yuma. But the question is, can you prove from the fact that you have to Akasha Kalim that Nosin Tam of Gam is Asr? Is Mutter? Is Asr? Can you prove from the fact that you have to Kasha Kalim that Nosin Tam of Gam is Asr? Right? In order to prove from the fact that you have to Kasha Kalim that Nosin Tam of Gam is also, you have to say in all events, the Tam that comes out of the Kli is Pogam. And there's no case that it's not Pogam. Therefore, if the Tam that comes out of the Kli is always Pogam, and the Torah says you have to Kasha the Kalim, Therefore, it shows you tam lefgam is asur. Right? Hold on. Now, in order to say, so that boils down to the question of whether the tam on the first day, even though intrinsically it's not yet rancid, is the proper term, right? It hasn't turned rancid yet. Okay. Nonetheless, it's impossible that it's not pogum porta. Right? That's what it comes down to. If you hold it's definitely pogum porta, then you say nosim tam lefgam is asur. If you say it's not pogum porta, then nosim tam lefgam is mutter. Right? So the question is, what are they arguing about, whether it's pogum porta or not? What kind of amachlokus is that? That's what we're up to. So what I'm saying is like this. All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to define what it means by pogum porta. Okay?
Who says pogum porta? The Gemara
says it, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Because so I'll tell you the lumdus that's been going around the table here. So some of the guys want to say like this, that what does it mean that it's pogum porta? It means that lav v'shtufi askinan, right? So when a guy is cooking his food, he obviously wants the food that he's cooking and nothing more. That's what he wants, the food that he's cooking. So any flavor that's going to come in from the pot is extra. And if it's extra, it's not what he wants. And therefore, it's pogum. Because it's pogum relative to his desire. And you might take it, that's what porta means. Porta means it's a relative pogum. Right?
Yep.
Well, and therefore, if you define pogum as relative...
Yeah, but it's not about his desire.
Yeah?
It is about the food. It's not saying it's malachas al shevis.
Well, what if the food really is better? How could you say it's efshar? How could you say it's efshar? Maybe it is better.
No, agreed, but then the machlokas could just be...
Personally, I think if those clay midjan... If the midjanites were cooking bacon in the morning... I mean, I think those kalim would probably be pretty good to cook, right? All right, they claim I'm misrepresenting their shita, but the revisions are getting worse and worse. So let's just leave it at that. So anyway,
does anybody care about the?
Let's define pogum porta then again. So pogum porta means that vis-a-vis what the tam could be, it is degraded. Okay? But vis-a-vis what it is, it still is l'shrach.
Right.
Okay, in other words, that's the thing of what Isaiah is saying. That in terms, if I were to cook this ham in a pot with potatoes, right? So then the potatoes would get the full flavor of the Isser, right? That would be the full flavor, unadulterated flavor of the Isser in the tavshil of the Heter, correct? But if I now cook the Heter in a tavshil, in a pot that had the Isser cooked in it, okay, since the tam of the Isser is now in the pot, and it's not coming from the mamish of the Isser, it is intrinsically hampered, and it's limited and diminished from what its real tam would be. So if I would ask somebody, is this a real tam of the Isser? They would say no. It's a degraded tam of the Isser. It is an inferior tam of the Isser.
What do you mean if you would ask someone? If someone could taste it?
That's the person I would ask, yeah. What do you mean? Right.
Can you I'm saying you're making a claim that a goy will be able to taste the difference between the two?
In other words, pogum porta, what I'm saying is, it's an inferior tam of the Isser. Because
is it blue into the kli?
Yes.
So what happens from porsa to afterwards?
So pogum porta means that it is relatively bad.
To what? Relative to what?
Relative to a tom from a mamish.
Is it because of that, because of the kli?
Yes.
It's relative from a tom. So then what's pogim, gimel gamrei?
Yeah.
Pogim legamrei means, let me give you an example. Let's say a guy's a very finicky guy. Some people don't like to, they like to grind their own coffee before they make coffee. Right. Why? Why do they grind their own coffee? They say, well, if it's ground already, then its tom is diminished. That would be like a pogrom porta. Would you say it's a bad cup of coffee? No, I'm not saying it's a bad cup of coffee. I'm saying it's pogrom porta, because the real full flavor of the beans are being lost as they're exposed to the air. So if you want a full, you want the real flavor of coffee, you got to grind the bean yourself. Okay? In a similar way, I'm saying that the tam, the real heftza of tam is directly from the mamish. Okay? Once it goes into the pot, it's already, relatively speaking, limited, diminished, obstructed, right? And therefore, it's vis-a-vis what the shame, what Tom is, what it could have been, a contender, right? It's now pogrom porta, okay? But is it vis-a-vis what it is? But it still exists as a Tom. The only thing is, it's intrinsically hampered and crippled because from what it should be, okay? But after Linas Laila, now the tam itself is actually a negative. It's not simply lacking all of the actual positive attributes that a full tam would have. Now it converts into a negative. Okay? So, I'm just trying to give my description of how I view the events.
So what's the machlokas?
Right, so now we have to get to the machlokas.
But does that have to do with how much of it is balu into the kli? Like, pagam porsa, there's only balua, like, I don't know, a klipa's worth into the kli.
No.
That's why it's just limited, but it's fully balay after lila.
No, it has to do with detaching from the substance.
I'm saying
it's a property of tam.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's efshe, the low pagma porta, because it's going into a kli as opposed to going into a food. It's Efshe lo pogrom porta. Of course, it's a shadow of what it could have been. Right?
Okay.
So it's pogrom porta vis-a-vis tam. Right? That's what I'm positing. That's my...
And one of all...
But what's the machlokas? Everybody agrees with that. Okay, but what's the machlokas now?
So tam is...
Tom is the unadulterated. Pogrom porta is that it was modified somewhat. And pogrom legamri means it turned bad.
Right.
Okay. So that's the case.
If we're gonna take these facts, then in terms of the machlokas, what we're saying is, just to set it up, is we're saying the question becomes, do I say that the do I say like this? That the idea of... Now it comes down to a funny... It's one of these funny kinds of machlokasim, right? Because it's like... It's like backwards a little bit, right? Now it's if I have to have a concept of what nosin tam lefgam is, right? The question is, what's the concept of nosin tam lefgam? Conceptually speaking, what does lefgam mean? But it comes out backwards. If I hold lifgam is anything is even pogrom porta, then it turns out all lifgam is aser. Right? Right? But if I hold lifgam, if I hold pogrom porta is not considered lifgam, then I consider lifgam to be mutter. Correct? That's just a funny result. But the question is, so now it comes down to the question is, in terms of defining lifgam, would I include pogrom porta, or is it only limited to the intrinsic, to where it's rancid? So I know we're just dancing around the question, so what is the machlokas? The question is whether there's a difference conceptually between pogrom porta and pogrom mamish. Or are they just both two of different forms of the same basic thing? Right? I'm saying pogrom, just to be perfectly clear. Pogrom porta is going to affect the food positively.
What about pogrom mamish?
Will negatively affect the food.
Oh, so that's the difference.
In other words, we could put it like this. There are two ways to look at nosin tam lefgam. Okay? Conceptually. You could look at the full nosin tam lefgam. Right? Let's start with that. The full nosin tam lefgam. I could say, if I cooked in a pot that was an Eina Ben Yoma from Chazer, and I say, you know what? It's giving me a bad taste. It's putting a bad taste in my pot. Right? Now, were it real Chazer, it would have given me a good taste in the pot. Right? That's the assumption. The fact that it's one day old is giving me a bad taste in the pot. So what is that a shear in?
What do you mean by shear?
Means to say, the nosing, the concept of lifgam is a... The concept of saying it's lifgam means that the iser is not affecting the... You know, it's the shear in how much the iser is affecting the heter. Okay?
Right.
It's a shear in the way the iser is qualifying the heter.
Okay.
Means say, how is the lifgam, when it says when it's lifgam, means to say that the that the relationship between the iser and the heter is broken, because the iser is not represented in the pot the way it should exist. The iser is not represented in the tavshil in the way it actually exists. You understand?
Okay.
So that side is saying, but it never is. As if you're going to tell me that tam is only usur when it represents the true qualities of the iser, well then, every pot is pogrom porta in that regard. Every pot will never, every time you're mavashel food in a pot, you will not replicate the tam of the iser itself. Okay? So, if you're going to tell me nosein tam lefgam should be mutter because it fails to represent the tam of the oser, well, every pot is pogrom porta in that regard. In that regard, in other words, no saying tam lifgam is not an objective statement. It means to say, if you can say no saying tam lifgam, and they say ef should lo pogma porta, the pagam is in terms of the way the iser is effectuating the heter. And we're saying it's only going to be usur when the iser actually imparts to the heter its qualities. But when it's giving a taste that, when it has a lifgam, because the tam is a day old, now it's not imparting its qualities. The only thing is, they say, but it never imparts its qualities when it's coming through a pot. Okay. Because a pot always acts as a barrier, a mesach, between the reality of the tam and what you get. You're always getting a bad representation of the reality of the, of that mamish. So if we're going to relate to the tam as an oser, because it is, so to speak, bringing via itself the qualities of the mamish, it never does that with a pot. In other words, is the tam a proxy for the mamish? If the tam, like you were saying, if the tam is the reason, if the tam is an oser in the tavshil because it's a proxy of the mamish, it represents the mamish, it presents the mamish via the tavshil through its tam, then that never happens when you cook in a pot. You never can actually do that. All you can do is get some shade of that. Okay? And if yet that is oser, then that shows you that's not what the Isser of Tam is built upon. The Isser of Tam can't demand that. The Isser of Tam can't demand the impossible. So it must just Stam be any relationship to the Isser. Mm-hmm. Even Lefgam is some tie back to the Isser. It doesn't have to be a Tam that replicates the Isser. Okay? But that's if you're learning the Inyan of Tam to be a proxy for the original. Okay? But if you say, no, it's a different idea. Tam Kikr is a different idea. That the food has two forms. We'll go back to the other way. It has the form of the mamish and the form of the tam. And they're both primarily usur. Now, when we're dealing with the form of the tam, this is what the tam is in the pot. In other words, you can't demand of the tam, you can't say that, well, once the tam is separated from the mamish, the tam in the pot has a limitation on what it can do. But what is that limitation based on? The limitation is based on what a tam is. So you can't say that because a tam is intrinsically limited, it can't be usser. You have to choose. If you're going to say tam is its own form of isser, tam is an isser atzma. Okay? So then you can't say, well, it's not going to usher the tavshil because it doesn't represent the mamish. We're not going with the representing of the mamish. We're saying the tam itself is viewed as an ikr. And if the way tam works is it always is going to have a little bit of a degree, if it's always going to be less than the mamish, well, that's just what the tam is. That's just the nature of tam. And you can't say the nature of tam in a pot is not a tam. That's how tam exists in this substance. And since we're going to give the tam a separate existence, a viscer, then whatever its parameters are, whatever by nature its parameters are, those are, by definition, its iser. The only thing is I can say that if it doesn't function like a tam, it's not going to be iser. And what's the function of a tam? To improve a tavshil. You understand? So, what I'm saying, broadly speaking, is you could look at the question as what is the nature of the, in terms of the isser of tam itself. Tam lifgam is a modification of tam. Okay? So what we're saying is, whether you say pogom porta qualifies as lifgam or not is going to depend on the way you view the isser of tam. If you view the isser of tam as a representation of the mamish, then you shouldn't differentiate because it always fails. In both cases, it fails. It's just a question of degree. But therefore, that shows you that the Torah asks it even as a non-representation, even as a poor representation. That's the isser. In other words, you still view tam as a representation of the mamish, and if it were cooked with the food, it would be a perfect representation. Now that the Torah says even in the pot is usser, that shows you even bad representations are usser. And therefore, what's the difference if it's lifgam legamri or if it's pogom porta? Both of them fail as the existence of the mamish. But if you're going to say tam is an alternative form of isser, and there's an isser of mamish or an isser of tam, then you can't say that it's impossible to be usser midin tam because it doesn't represent the mamish. That's not the isser of tam. It's his own isser of tam. The only thing you can say is that it has to function like a tam. So if it gives a bad flavor, it's not functioning like a tam. But just because it doesn't give as good a flavor as the mamish would, were it here, that's not a taina on tam. Hmm.